Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. I am your host and cruise director, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer Perry too. Hey, tonight, I know we're starting a little early, but my guest has got a pretty tight schedule on the media today, and I'm just glad that she could be here with me now. So, tonight's guest is a woman that I met at Book Expo, my very first Book Expo, but I'm going to introduce her to you in just a moment. But first of all, let me say that, recently we had Paul Myers on the show, and Paul, he's a musician. He's had his own TV shows too and radio shows, and he's pretty well known for stuff he's written in magazines like New Music Express and Mojo, the big magazines for music. And he was talking about his books. The first one he did, was at the request of the band, was Public Stunts and Private Stories by about Bare Naked Ladies, the band. And then his book, I think the next book was It Ain't Easy, about Long John Baldry and the birth of the British blues. And then after that, he had a book on called A Wizard, A True Star, and that's about Todd Rundgren and all of his work in the studio for different artists like Patti Smith and folks like that, XTC, lots of things. You'd be surprised. I think at the Tubes, you'd be surprised how many records you've listened to have been produced by Todd. And, of course, anybody that knows me knows I'm a big fan anyway of Todd. But he's got a new book coming out in October, and it is called One Dumb Guy. It's about the Canadian comedy troupe, Kids in the Hall. If you didn't watch their show, go to YouTube and find it or buy a copy of it or something. But it comes out in October, and you will be able to pre-order it now. So I promised him that I'd tell you so you could pre-order it. Now, my guest is not here yet, but it's Kat Canavas, O'Keefe Canavas, and you know it's going to be about dreams, diagnosing things in your life, health with your dreams. Her new book is called Dreams That Can Save Your Life, co-written with Dr. Larry Burke. But anyway, I think she's pulling up to the genie bottle any minute, so get your dreams ready, and you better be listening, because this is going to be a quick show, and just 45 minutes, so hold on just a moment. I'm going to get the transporter out, and I hope Kat will be in here by then. Just a moment. Yes, okay. What's happening, Mr. Sulo? Is anybody else in here?
General,
are we all
Porter,
alone?
Security condition 3.
Security 3.
I knew it.
General Porter 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, no intruders yet. However, like I said, Kat's new book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, just launched yesterday, and so she's on a pretty heavy media tour. So she may not be finished with her last interview yet, but she should be in here just a moment. So if you're listening, if you're on the line, please hold on. I thank you. I appreciate you. And just hold on. She should be here in just a moment. Let me tell you something about her. She's a 3-time breast cancer survivor whose precognitive dreams diagnosed her illness and guided her through treatments and surgery. She's an international bestseller, multi-award-winning author, producer and host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV programs, and she's an international speaker and intuitive dream coach. So I'm going to play just a little music right now, and then I promise you she should be here in just a moment. Hey, you know what? I think you're wonderful. And again, thank you so much, and hold on, and Kat will be here in just a moment. I'm going to play a little song by my friend, who's actually my friend Bruce Sudano. There's actually a musical about his late wife, just opened on Broadway this week, and here's a song he wrote for her that was quite a big hit for her, Bruce Sudano, Batgirl.
You see I'm out on the street at night, picking up all kinds of strangers. Price is right. You can't score if your pocket's tight. You want a good time. You ask yourself who they are, like anybody else. They come from near and far. Bad girls talking about the sad girls. Sad, 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 sad girls talking about the bad girls. Now it's Friday night and the strip is hot. Sun gone down and they're out to dry. Spirits high, legs look hot. Do you want to get down? You ask yourself who they are, like everybody else. They want to be a star. Bad girls talking about the sad girls. Sad, sad girls talking about the bad girls. Talking about the bad girl, big, big. Now you and me, we're both the same, though we call ourselves by different names.
Hey, all right, and that was, I'm just going to fade him out a little bit right now. That was Bruce Sudano doing an acoustic version of a song he wrote with his late wife, Donna Summer, and Bad Girls. Everybody knows Bad Girls. And actually, the musical about Donna Summer's life just opened on Broadway this week. There are three different actresses playing Donna Summer, and Bruce said that every one of them is just magnificent. He was on here on the show last summer, I believe, so I would catch that, and maybe once the Broadway show is over and he settles down, he'll come back soon. But hey, listen, I told you before that I've got, as you know, a very super special guest tonight. This woman is just brilliant. She's magnificent. And I'm going to just go ahead, since I've already told you about her, I'm going to bring her into the studio right now. She is the magnificent Kathleen O'Keefe Canovas. Kath, come on into Madame Perry's salon.
Oh, Madame Perry, are you sure you were talking about me? I mean, I'm looking around the room to see who it is you're going to bring on.
Listen, you've got your own cushion here in the genie bottle. I mean, you're very special to us here. And I was telling people, I was at my very first book expo, and I met this beautiful woman who just had this light around her, who actually reached out to me and said hello. I mean, I didn't know anybody there. It was my first time there. You know, I'm just totally nothing. And she's there. She's got a line of people. You remember, you had a line of people, like, this is at the Javits Center, like down to the end of the line, around from the gatekeepers and around everybody else. And yet you for some reason, you actually took time to reach over out of your line and introduce yourself to me and give me a book. And just, I'm like, my God, this woman just, you know, emanates a light. And I am so grateful that you did, because you've been such a, I'm learning so much from you. And, you know, Kat, people often talk about how our values, things that we value, change a lot, you know, as we continue our journey through life. And I'm always having people say to me, gosh, you know so many people, or you know so many nice people. Or I had a client once when I was taking her on tour, and I said, now you're going to meet these people, they're very warm. And she goes, every time you tell me I'm going to like somebody, I do. And every time you tell me they're nice, I said, you know, I'm very blessed in the people that I know, and I'm very much, I value the people in my life. And if you have good people around you, you treasure them, you honor them, and you be thankful for them. And I definitely honor and treasure you in my life. And so I know.
Oh, my goodness. Brand new Madam book. Perry. Oh, you're just going to bring tears to my eyes. But, you know, light attracts light. And I saw your light from all the way across the room, and we've been shining together ever since.
Yes, and I'm grateful for it. Hey, Kat, you've got a brand, I was telling everybody, you've got a brand new book just launched yesterday, and I said you're on a very heavy media tour. You're in between interviews at this second. And, I mean, literally at this moment, you're in between interviews, so I've only got you for a little while, and I'm so grateful. But your brand new book, I mean, it's Dreams That Can Save Your Life.
Yes, and I've got something really exciting for your listeners. The book is at number 2. Today, right now, as you're listening on Amazon as an Amazon bestseller, the first day out of the gate. So your listeners, I know your listeners, if you go to Amazon and get the book, save the receipt, because I have a special gift for you, because you are on Madam Perry Salon Show. Go to my website, Kathleen O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-F-E, Cannabis, K-A-N-A-B-O-S. And if you look at the top, there will be a place where you can put your receipt number in. And it's still on sale on Amazon. It's, I don't know, it's like 23% off or whatever. So it may not be that percentage off tomorrow. But put your receipt number in there, and you will get my video dream course, my 101 dream course, which is all video. So you don't have a bunch of stuff you've got to read. And it's a great little course, and it will get you started on your own dream journey.
Oh, that is magnificent. Thank you so very much. And I will be putting this out and sharing this with everyone, of course. And okay, folks, second day. The book launched yesterday. This is day 2, and it's already number 2 bestseller on Amazon. So thrilled. I'm just so psyched. You'd think it was my book. I feel like the fairy, like I'm a stage mother to you. You know, I'm going, this is wonderful. I'm excited. So save your receipt. If you get the book, save your receipt. And because you're Madam Perry's listeners, you'll get something special, a video from Cass. So, but anyway, this book, let's get to your book first, because I've got some people that are lining up to call in and want to talk. I've got people around the world. I mean, everywhere from Atlanta, Asheville, New Zealand. I've got people everywhere lined up, but that are waiting for you. This book was co-written with Dr. Larry Burke, and if I'm right, and it's got a foreword from Dr. Bernie Siegel, who I believe is a contributor to the book as well.
He wrote the children's chapter. Mm-hmm. He did.
And Larry Burke, I want to know when you met, because he's did a lot of, I know he said that he researched, talked to 18 women during his research and surveying women for this book. And so just tell me, start with Dreams Can Save Your Life. Talk about you and Larry Burke and how the two of you came up. And also mentioned, you're a 3-time breast cancer survivor, and I am so grateful for that as well, that you're a survivor. But tell me about you and Larry Burke and how you got together and decided to write this book.
Well, I think that there's a mutual friend. I think you know Kelly Sullivan Walden, right? Have you met Kelly yet?
Yeah.
If you haven't, I'm going to make sure you meet her. Okay. Well, Kelly Sullivan Walden called me and said, I just met this really neat doctor. His name is Dr. Larry Burke, and she was at the IASD, the International Association for the Study of Dreams, at that day. And Dr. Larry Burke was also presenting there that day. I was somewhere else presenting at another event. And she said, you've got to talk to this doctor because your dreams diagnosed your breast cancer all three times. And he is doing a study on women whose dreams diagnosed their breast cancer. And he's looking for more women for the study. So I immediately called him up on the phone and we hit it right off. And he said, why don't you come to Southern California, I think it was San Diego IASD, and present with me on how you were a three-time breast cancer survivor, and in your dreams you had these monks that actually came into your dreams and took your hand and put it on your breast and said, do you feel that? That's breast cancer. You go back to your doctors tomorrow and tell them that you need exploratory surgery because that's the only thing that's going to find it. Because, Madam Perry, I already been to those doctors three times. I'd already had three mammograms, three blood tests, three physical exams over 3 months, and they kept telling me I was healthy and to go home. So my monks, my spirit guides that are dressed as Franciscan monks, very stern, you know, they got that ruler. You do it right now. You get your hand slapped. You go back to that doctor tomorrow without an appointment. And I did. And that was the beginning of my journey of dreams diagnosing the cancer. So then getting back to Larry, Larry did his research. He got funding to do his research, and there were 18 women in his study who had dreams that diagnosed their breast cancer, and this is the important part, and then they went to the doctors, and the doctors validated the dreams with pathology reports. And that's what makes our book different from all the other books that are out there. All the other books that have wonderful dreams, and I love those books, have wonderful dreams about healing dreams or diagnostic dreams. This is the only one that is validated with medical pathology reports. So when he was all done with this long research, I said, so Larry, what are you going to do with all this information other than, you know, publish it in some medical journals, which is wonderful, but they're not going to reach the general populace. And there are a lot of women out there who are being told by their doctors to go home that they're healthy after they had a dream that told them they weren't. And he said, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? And I said, why don't we write a book? And he said, well, okay, if you put it all together, get everything going on it, because I don't have an agent and I don't have time to write a book and then see if we can sell it. So I wrote a proposed book proposal, Madam Perry, which most people don't do, and that's where basically you have nothing. I got Dr.
Right.
Brown to write his chapter. I got Larry to write a chapter. I wrote a chapter, made up a book proposal on stuff that we were going to do, sent it out, and we went into a bidding war within 2 weeks. Ended up with a signed contract. 4 months later, we had to hand in a completed book, and then yesterday was the launch, and all of that took place in less than a year.
In the book world, for anybody that doesn't know, in the book world, that is supersonic speed.
It
really is, honestly.
It really is.
One of the things that I really like, too, when I think on one of your web TV shows where you were talking with Dr. Burke, and he was talking about the studies and the research, and he said, you know, we're restoring, I like this quote from him, he said, we're restoring dreams to their rightful place in medicine. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but you've also been on Dr. Oz talking about dreams and diagnosis, and you're going to be on Dr. Oz again, aren't you?
Well, we've contacted him, and I'm sure that we probably will, because this is right up his alley. I was on George Norrie's Coast to Coast last night till like 3 a.m. So I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee, and I'm in my nice little sweatsuit that's all comfy cozy, and but talking to you on the radio show to me is like a breath of fresh air and yoga all mixed up together.
Oh.
So. We had, you know, a lot of people who called into his show and said, I had a dream like that. I had a dream like that. So he was blown away that there are so many people out there who have dreams where deceased loved ones, their dead parents, their dead siblings, their dead best friends, people that they've never even seen before show up in their dreams and say, you have this or you have that. You go to the doctor. And it's true. They have that. And they have to really be, they have to self-advocate. And that's one of the most important things that I want your listeners to remember. Self-advocate. Do not take no for an answer. Do not be dismissed. Be that squeaky wheel. Keep showing up on their doorstep without an appointment until they give you what you want so you'll shut up and go away, because it could save your life.
Nevertheless, we should persist. No matter what they say, we should persist and self-advocate. Well, listen, I have got, are you ready? Because I've only got, I'm so grateful that you squeezed me in between all this interviews you're doing today.
I'm so grateful you asked me.
Are you kidding? I never say no to you. Would you, are you ready to start talking to people? I've got folks ready to talk to
you.
I am. All right, great. Okay, so when I answer the phone and welcome you to Madame Perry Salon, just tell us who you are and let's see. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come on in, get comfy.
Okay.
And I think this is a caller from Asheville.
Not far from there, Jennifer, down in Rutherford.
Rutherford, okay. This is this Jeff Crawford?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Jeff, I'm so glad you called. Okay, well, Jeff, I'd love for you to meet Kat Canavos right now. And
hi, Jeff.
Tell her about your dreams.
It's great. Yeah, it's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And actually, Dr. Larry Burke's going to be down in your neck of the woods doing a book signing, so make sure you go to his website, Let Magic Happen, and see if he's going to be close to you.
Okay. Is he going to be around here on purpose?
Yeah, he is. He's going to be down there to sign books. Yeah, believe it or not.
Because where I'm at, sort of like a Denny's restaurant, it's not a place you go to, it's a place you end up.
Well, go to his website and see if he's going to be at the place that he's going to end up at. Because he may
I'll
not know it.
I'll do it.
So tell me about your dream, Jeff.
Well, I heard about, you know, you doing this with Jennifer, and naturally I got interested because I've used dreams to sort of further or enhance my work at times. And so I was curious because, you know, I don't dream a lot, but when I do, they're fairly vivid and I try to use them. When did you start noticing a difference between, you know, the normal, okay, I had late night takeout Chinese dream versus one that was worth remembering?
Well, the ones that you remember are the ones that won't go away. That's the first thing. They're really vivid, like you said, and they won't go away. They even pop up in your daydreams. You remember them all day long. You have synchronicities, like if you had gone out for Chinese food and it was an important dream for you to remember, you'd start seeing maybe a Chinese delivery car for Chinese food. And then you'd see all these restaurants, Chinese restaurants, new restaurants going in. You might see somebody with a book that had a Chinaman on the cover. You'd see all these synchronicities happening. And, you know, it would be a reminder to you not to forget that dream, to maybe have the dream again a different way the next night. And then make sure you write that dream down, because you're looking for specific things in the dream that are important to you and only you.
Okay.
Especially with your business or your work. Because remember, all of the people on the other side, all of your loved ones, they want you to be very successful. And if they see something coming that could hurt you, like a stock market crash, they could come into your dreams and tell you, you know, get your money out, which happens a lot to people. And or if there's an opportunity coming your way, let's say they know that there's going to be a man in a blue suit with strange-looking shoes that's going to show up and offer you a really good deal, and you're going to be reluctant to take it because it seems like it's too good to be true, they may give you that person in a dream so that when you meet them, you'll know that he's already been vetted.
Well, that's interesting. When I said mm-hmm. I use it in my work, what I meant was that I'm a suspense fiction writer.
Okay.
So,
oh,
yeah,
my
so
gosh,
your
dreams would just help you so much in that. Ooh, you could try out all kinds of stuff at night. You could kill off all kinds of people and then go back and change it.
that's the bright way of looking at what I do. But I was tickled to meet you, and I appreciate the time. You're very interesting to listen to.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jeff. And, go to my website, Kathleen O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-F-E, Cannabis with a K, K-A-N-A-V-O-S. And if you get the book, which I hope you do, just put that receipt number at the top, and you're going to get a free Dream 101 course video download. And then you can use that to help yourself write your books.
I'll do it. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. That was pretty cool. yeah. Actually, I've gotten a message from somebody who is saying, he says, this is Duffy Odom. He says he's going to call in, but he said, wanted me to let you know that he says, no, he just checked Amazon and that Dreams is now number one new release.
Yeah, we got that one yesterday. It's also number one. I mean, it's number two in Dreams, and so I want everybody to push it up into number one Dreams, and we get two little orange banners on our book.
That
but tell him, Brett, you know, thank you so much for checking for me. That was just precious of him.
Yeah. Well, listen, everyone's been excited about this. We're going to get to know you. So let me see. Let me get – I've got another call about to come in here. But while let me see who this is. So tell me, though, I think I remember hearing you in an interview, you and Dr. Burke were talking about techniques, that you teach people techniques for remembering their dreams. So
mm-hmm.
how do you do
it?
Because lots of people have this thing where I had this amazing dream, and I get up, and then they want to remember it, and something happens, they forget it. What do we
mm-hmm.
do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked this, because it's actually in my book. I put it in there as a chapter in the book, and it's titled So Dream, and I use the first letters of those two words to help you remember your dream. So the S is to set your intention before you ever go to sleep at night. Set your intention to remember your dream. And then O is to organize yourself before you go to sleep. Otherwise, when you wake up in the morning and you have to look for paper and pencil, you're going to forget your dream by the time you get your paper and pencil, and you're going to be really frustrated. And then when you lie down in bed, repeat yourself, I will remember my dream. Okay, so that's kind of reprogramming your intention. I'm going to remember my dream. I'm going to remember my dream. And then when you wake up, the first thing you want to do is write down whatever you feel when you wake up. Are you happy? Are you sad? What emotions, so that's the E in dream, what emotions are you having? Because those are actually parts of your dreams. And then once you acknowledge those emotions, it may take you back into your dream. If you're still having trouble getting back into your dream, lie back down in your bed in the same position and see if you can slide back into that dream, into that emotional snippet. And then add it to your dream memory by asking what colors, sounds, words, people were in that emotional moment in my dream. And then, once you've got all that down, then you can go into the meaning. Don't worry about the meaning until you've got all the information down, because that meaning, that small part of that dream is only for you. That is your meaning. Nobody else's. And a perfect example of that is the story of a little girl in the book who had leukemia. and she had a dream where the mercury in the thermometer while she was undergoing chemotherapy kept going up, 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 up. And she told the doctor when he came in the next morning, or she came in the next morning, that her blood count had gone up and she was ready for her next chemotherapy instead of having to wait because she was having a lot of trouble recovering. Now, the doctor thought that that meant that she was popping a fever, which was a disaster. Everybody was like frantic. But no, she told them that the mercury in the thermometer meant her cell counts were going up. So that means that your dream is a meaning unto you. Don't let anybody else tell you what your dream means, because they could get it wrong. What if they had started giving the little girl, antibiotics instead of chemotherapy because they deciphered her dream incorrectly? So the next thing that you want to do then is put all that information together, and you've got so dream, and you can remember your dream and figure out your meaning and your dream language.
Okay, great. All right, and if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Kat Canavis O'Keefe, and she's got a brand new book called Dreams That Can Save Your Life, and just came out yesterday, and it's crazy. It's going, I mean, it's just hit the top of Amazon within 24 hours. It went up like the thermometer. All right, I have Duffy Odom from Adele, Georgia, calling in. Duffy, welcome, and I'd like for you to meet Kat.
Hey, Kat, it's me, Duffy Odom.
Hi, Duffy Odom. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You're absolutely fascinating. And you're actually right up my alley.
Well, have you got a certain dream you want to talk about, Duffy? Anything special? Or?
Well, I want to say that as a creative person and a person who is somewhat intuitive, I was raised in a way that my parents, our family was extremely close. And we were always encouraged to get up in front of people, even in front of the family, and do something. Just get up and say something, tell a story, do something. She pushed me out on the stage when I was 3 years old, and she just wanted me to show off, and she wanted all of us to, and we all did. And especially with each other. I'd put on shows for the family and stuff, and they would, we would each showcase each other and encourage each other painfully. and one of the things they had me do as a child, they thought, I don't know how it came about, but they thought that I could interpret their dreams. I actually could, because we were so close and I knew them so well. I knew what they were feeling, what their emotions were, and what they were going through. I couldn't do it with just anybody, but I could do it with them, because we were also intuitive and in tune with each other, so that we always knew what each other were feeling, and it was easy to do with them, But outside of the family, I certainly wouldn't go up to somebody and say, did you have a dream? Let me interpret it. Maybe when I was 4 years old, I might have done that.
I think that's just what you said, because you were so in tuned to them. That was the important part, because in the book, we actually have mother-daughter stories where the daughter dreamed the disease for the mother, and stories where the mother dreamed diseases for the daughter. So I can see that happening in the family.
I can certainly imagine that. And, well, I was an entertainer and a comic actor and a writer, a short story writer and a poet.
Actually, if I could interrupt you a second, Duffy. I'm sorry. If I can interrupt just a second, I just want to tell Kat, Duffy was a co-star with Fred Willard on a TV show on Comedy Central for 2 years. So
oh, lovely.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff, yeah.
Oh,
and, well,
wow. You are intuitive.
And all these things that I did, I did all of these things for about 50 years. I had a lot of friends in Atlanta. And when I turned 50 years old, I came down to South Georgia because I was moving from my big house to an apartment. I had to come down and leave stuff at the family home where they had moved mm-hmm. so that my mother could become vice president of this life insurance company. So I brought some stuff down here. And while I was down here, my mother had a major stroke.
Mm.
And I became her full-time caregiver in South Georgia for 16 years, totally isolated. Mm. I went from knowing what felt like everybody to knowing nobody. And I have made one friend in the entire 16 years I've been down here. I'm in touch with my friends on Facebook and social media, but I can't get out. I can't work. There's nothing I can do. Everything I've got creatively, I have to generate myself. But as caregiver for my mother, we would dream each other's conditions. She knew when I was going to be depressed and lonely, and I knew when she needed to go and check with her doctor, and almost to the point where I would have to tell the doctor there's something wrong with her pancreas, and they found a growth on her pancreas, and about a year and a half ago, she passed away.
Oh.
And I'm the only one left in the family. I'm the only one left in that little family that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The five of us are all gone except me. And when I dream...
Do you see them in your dreams? Do they come back to you
in
your dreams?
They congregate. They congregate together.
Mm-hmm.
And they pat me on the back.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a heck of a party when it's your time to go over there and join them, because they miss you as much as you miss them. And that's called
the dream tandem. The problem is I don't want to get to the point where that's where I want to be now. You know?
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. I wish I was there now.
Yeah.
And I should not.
Nah.
No, not yet. You still have something to do. If you're still here and they're gone, it's because you have something to do. And maybe it's just to meet Madam Perry and me here. Maybe some of your stories could go into the next book that I'm writing with Dr. Larry Burke. So maybe there's a reason that you have to stay alive, because it could mean that you're going to help some other woman who's young, maybe just has a 2-year-old, stay alive. And your relatives who are on the other side are going to help you.
I think that's true. I honestly believe
that they will, and that they are, and that the reason I am left behind is for a definite purpose, but it's so very hard being alone and keeping that energy up.
Keeping that belief going
and conjuring them up in my dreams and even in my daydreams. Because I think that the way we were, I can pretty much simulate a dream state even when I'm not asleep.
Mm-hmm. Daydreaming, really deep daydreaming.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that in the book, too. Well, I meditate a lot.
Good. That's wonderful.
It's closer than you think. All right.
I go through, I practice meditation very deeply. And it really helps keep me going and helps me calm down that excess energy that is ruled by depression.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'll bet you've got some fabulous stories that could probably go into the next book. And for any of your other listeners, Madam Perry, who are listening right now, if you've got a story where you dreamt for somebody else, or you had a dream that diagnosed an illness, send me an email. My email is Kat, K-A-T, Can, K-A-N, at Comcast.net, and put dream story in the subject line, and I will get back to you.
Okay,
great. Thank you so much, Duffy. And I'm going to be putting all this information on all of my social media, and I'll share that with you as well and make sure you have this, Wendy, because I do appreciate you calling. We want you to have this. And don't forget, by the way, if you're listening now live, I've only got about 5 more minutes with Kat Canavas, and the number to call is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. And also, we've got some people who are listening. Let me know they're listening from New Zealand. Lee Murray is listening. Hi, Lee. And also Jamie Sands listening. Jamie tried to, it's too expensive to call, so Jamie tried to send me an MP3 of her recording her dream for you, but it was an MP4, so I couldn't upload it. But I said, maybe I can get you back, and if I do, then we'll have it ready for you. If you were talking about if people have something that they want to write something down and maybe give it to you for for your next
just
book?
Yeah, email me. Yes, because Larry and I are definitely going to do a next book. And much like what happened here is what happened on Coast to Coast last night, and people started sending us emails. We got them this morning. And that's great, because what we want to do is show the world, especially the medical community world, that dreams have value.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting to, as you were saying, from Dr. Burke saying that too, the restore dreams to their rightful place in medicine, and show that they do have value. And I've got a caller here, Susie from
hello.
Arkansas. Susie, hey, welcome to Madam Perry Salon. I'm here with Kat Canavas. Actually, I know Susie Parker is a very respected political journalist, and she's an author of some fabulous books in Arkansas. And she also has a cushion here at Madam Perry Salon. So get your cushion. Sit down, Susie. I've only got a few minutes. But, Susie, do you believe that you can learn things from your dreams?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I definitely believe that. Yes, yes, I have learned a lot. Yes, my mom recently passed away, and she appears in my dreams, and I think she's sending me certain messages at times.
I believe it. There's such a strong connection between mothers and daughters, and that came out in the dream book, because we have a number of dreams where in some cases a mother would dream for the daughter. And in other cases, the daughter would dream for the mother. But there were cases where they dreamt in tandem. In other words, they both had the same dream at the same time during the same night, and then they shared it together and realized they both had cancer together, and they went and had treatment together. So there's such a strong bond, Susie, and I'm sure you know that because you're an author and you probably have to know it in order to write. Your mom probably is right there beside you with a cup of coffee while you're writing your work.
I think so. I think she is. I think she's guiding me in strange ways and maybe through dreams. She doesn't pop up all the time, but she definitely pops up, and soon after things happen, you know. So.
Great, that's wonderful. So they're kind of like premonition dreams. Like she pops up and maybe she tells you something, and then boom, 2 or 3 days later, it happens.
Yeah, soon after she passed away, back in August, something very much like that happened, where it was a strange dream about wasps, which I've never dreamt about. So it was so bizarre that I Googled it, and it's a warning kind of thing, and sure enough, it I can't really exactly remember, but it was basically something like somebody's backstabbing you, or beware of people around you, and it was that actually was happening. She was trying to warn me about this woman who actually was trying to pull me into a lot of drama. I know she was.
Oh, you're going to get stung. Oh, I love that dream. Well, Susie, I hope that
I've had
all
your stuff. Yeah.
Send me that dream, Susie. I want that dream. Let's put that in the next book. That's an important dream.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And Susie, I'll make sure that you two have each other. You can get her information or contact for both of you, because you're both two pretty special gals in my life. And I think that, yeah, if Kat says it belongs in a book, it belongs in a book. Kat, I know I've got to let you go because you've got another interview in a few minutes, but can I ask you this one question? What about people, people's animals coming to them in a dream, or pets, whether they're still
absolutely.
Alive or if they've crossed over?
Sometimes it crossed over. You know, I had the most interesting dream where my cat, this is a dream where somebody else had died, and some information came to me from that person. I saw him in his apartment, and there was a cat wandering around in the apartment. So when I woke up and I wrote the dream down and I went to his mother to talk to him about it, she said, well, you know, it was just a dream. I said, yeah, but there was this cat in there, and I described it. She goes, oh, my goodness. That was his cat when he was 10 years old, and that cat was there for me to validate that dream to the mother. So our pets can definitely come into our dreams and help us validate the information that's in there. I'd love to have some pet dreams. Do you hear me, audience? I'd love to have some pet dreams for this book.
You know, when my husband travels around the world for his business, and even if he's in the opposite time zone, he still has to get phone calls during the time he's trying to sleep and stuff. But he's had times when he says our dogs, who are, well, they're corgis, so I think that they're magical creatures anyway, but they they're still alive, they're still living, but they'll come to him in a dream and tell him, you know, you need to get up, you got an important phone call, and then the phone will ring, and it's, you know, a customer from somewhere, and he says, yeah, they came and got me and said, hey, you need to wake
that
up.
That is
so
funny. That is funny.
Well,
I know that you've got a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you my email right now really quick. It's simple, cats. KATCAN at comcast.net. And that goes for any of your other listeners. If you've got a dream you want to share with me, just send me the email and put dream from Madam Perry's show in the subject line.
Oh, perfect. I got it.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. And like I said, I know I've got to let you go. Please come back soon, Kat, because there's a lot of people who are messaging me saying, hey, I didn't get to talk. Let me say that tell us again about the receipt. If they buy your book on Amazon, save the receipt, go to your website.
Yes.
And there'll be a place.
If you buy the book on Amazon, you know, you get a receipt that comes in your email. Just copy and paste, copy that receipt number. Go to my website, which is Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis with a K, just like cannabis you smoke, but it's with a K and a V. So Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, and you'll see right at the top, you can actually go to my website and buy the book from there. You can go to the Amazon page right from there, get your book or order your book, and then put the receipt in there, and you can download a video 101 Dreams course just for you.
All right.
And nobody else can do that because they're not going to know about it. Only your listeners right now even know about it. They're going to be looking at that and going, what is that? So it's just for your listeners.
See, my guests are so generous. They give my people so much, and I love that. Thank you so much. Remember, the new book is Dreams That Can Save Your Life by Kat Cannabis and Dr. Larry Burke, with a foreword by Bernie Siegel, who also writes a children's chapter. And when you find it, too, also pick up, while you're already on Amazon, pick up the book Surviving Cancer Land. It's the first book that I got from Kat, and it is – It's marvelous. It'll be awe-inspiring. Hey, Susie Parker, you need to come back on the show sometime soon. But anyway, thank you so very much,
definitely.
Kat. And yeah, and thanks to everyone who called in, and get on to your next interview, and I wish you all the best and all the success in the world. Thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you.
And
so much, Madam Perry, and it's been great, and I just loved your audience, and I'd love to talk to them and come back on and talk to them again sometime when I got more time.
I've got the best audience, and you know what I always say is that everybody's got to swing. I love you, and be here next week. Thank you so very much, everybody. Good night.